Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to shut down your startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So this is not going to be about deciding if or if you should quit or continue and all that. This is you've already decided for whatever hopefully good reason that your startup needs to be shut down. And now what the hell do you do, right? How do you approach this? And the reason why we talk about this is because one of the listeners was saying that, you know, we have episodes on how to brainstorm an idea, how to get from zero to 10 customers, 10 to 100, 100 to 1,000 and beyond. We've talked about how to pivot and all these things.
How to decide. We've already said that too.
Yeah. So we've talked about pretty much the entire life cycle of a startup, but what we haven't talked about in depth is what happens after you decided it's dead, right? Or how do you...
Or it's done, right?
And how do you close up the chapter in the best way? What are mistakes to avoid? What is an approach to go about it? So have you ever had to shut down? You had a bunch of businesses that you had to shut down.
We've shut down stuff ourselves. I probably once or twice a month deal with somebody who needs to do that.
There you go. So, and for me, not as frequent in terms of how many people I deal with, a bunch of people every month, but not as many, but, you know, I had to shut down a few businesses before. So what are, let's talk about ways not to do it and ways to do it, right?
Cool.
So you've decided it is a decision. It's not about like thinking it through anymore. Now you need to execute on the decision of shutting down the startup. What are the things that you need to think about? Well, what's the checklist?
I think that if you've raised some amount of money, mm-hmm. let's say, that's one scenario.
Yeah.
You typically are going to think it's probably true that you have some onus on your investors or some responsibility to try to return some of their money. So you're probably going to look for like an acqui-hire or something like that. So I do want to talk about that scenario briefly.
Yeah.
So in that scenario, what happens is you probably already went through a bunch of emotion. And whether you know it or not, you've already decided you want to shut it down. Because in a lot of these cases, you have this overhang again of I took people's money and I have a responsibility to return as much of that money as possible. Maybe I have some amount of money in the bank. So one scenario is if you have money in the bank and you took money from people and it's over and you have no motivation to do this or it's for whatever reason it's done, your clock is ticking because every single day that you waste is money you're spending that you shouldn't be spending because you're not going towards a business that's going to grow. Instead, you're going towards a shutdown. So what I see often happen is like companies that have like 10, 5, 20 team members, they go for months when they already knew it's over. And for months trying to return money that they can't return.
Yeah.
When they have money in the bank that they can return. And it's not about returning money to investors. Investors typically don't give a shit, but it's about you doing the right thing for everybody.
Yeah.
This means your team members, your customers, and your investors. And in that scenario, the best piece of advice I have that nobody ever really takes without a lot of work and effort on themselves is stop. Shut it down as fast as possible. If you have options for getting some acqui-hire or something, play those out really quickly. Here's the funny thing. If you tell those options that you're going to shut it down by the end of July, July 31st, hell or high water, and you're going to literally shut down the company and go through that process, everyone starts moving faster.
I love that. I love that.
You have to believe it.
You have to believe it, yeah. I love that because I was just, now that we're talking about this, I realized that just last week I was talking to a good friend of mine who's listening to the podcast, you know who you are, who's going through this exact process. And it was like, all right, we decided we have to like shut this down. So we have to talk to investors. We have to figure out if we can get acqui-hired or sell the company to the 3-4 obvious options. And the one thing that I hate about that approach sometimes is that people will, you know, knock tentatively on a few doors and go, hey, we want to sell this thing. And then obviously as a potential buyer, there might be some curiosity and interest there, but you have no urgency, right? So you can drag along these conversations forever, learn everything you want to know. You have like an option to buy something without any price if you wait. So the incentives are for you to like wait around and learn more because the price is actually declining every day that you're quote unquote fucking around.
Yes.
So I love the approach when there's a real deadline.
Yeah.
Hey, We're going to shut this thing down. We're going to be done with it. If you want to buy it and get the team today, you have, you know, 6 weeks or 4 weeks to get this done. Yeah. Is this a timer that works? Are you guys interested?
I wouldn't even ask them if it works or not. Just like, we're shutting it down by then.
Yep.
There's no option for the buyer or the acquihire about.
Oh, yeah. When I say, does this timeline work? Yeah. I don't mean, do you want a longer timeline? I mean, can you make a decision within those? Are you ready to move within those 4 weeks? Because if not, we don't need to talk.
I like it. Okay.
All right.
We're on the same page.
So I love that. So, okay. So that's one thing. Yeah. Hey, if you took money from people, you have to figure out, can I return some of that money back? And what are my options to return some of that money back? Do we still have a bit of money in the bank? And can we pay that back to them? Can we sell some of the assets of the business?
Correct.
And the assets could just be the team, right? Can somebody acquire the team with some premium that we can...
Or maybe it's the product. Maybe you actually build something someone else can do something with. But have a timeline, set it, and don't waver.
Yeah, yeah. Because the natural tendency will be that you will postpone that and postpone that because there's all these... quote unquote, real opportunities to sell or really interested parties in things. And all it's going to do is it's going to take that bit of money that you have in assets and it's going to drain it to nothing.
And it's very similar to like raising money, where when an investor tells you, oh yeah, we're excited, or like, yeah, we want to do this, that doesn't mean they want to do it. And the acquirers are the same way. The M&A and the corp dev, they know this game, right? And then once they hear that you're shutting it down, they know it's done. And so they need to move and do their, you know, internal politicking or conversations to see if anyone is really interested in this company. Because usually you came in through a champion, right? Somebody who actually really wants the team.
Yeah.
You know?
So, all right. So that's how you, you know, that's one thing to consider on the checklist. Do we have people we have to return an investment to?
Yeah.
And one way is to figure out how can we sell these assets and let's set a deadline. I think setting a deadline comes even before most of the other things, right? You set the deadline to when the business is done.
Yeah.
And within that time, what are the things we need to get accomplished? And one thing can be figuring out if we can sell the assets or get acquired. Equity hired. The other thing is obviously talking to all the shareholders, right? So you want to have the conversation. You want to be as transparent as possible during that process of what is happening, right? So you want to talk to the investors and tell them what you're planning to do, why, and what's happening.
Yep.
And if, and this is something a lot of founders struggle with, and the same thing goes to employees, like your teammates. You need to have a meeting, tell people what's going on, what's about to happen, be transparent with them.
Yeah, we need to talk about that more.
But the thing I want to point out is that if the decision is made that you're shutting down the business or that you're done with the business, you a lot of times people try to soften that message up by pretending it's not, by pretending it's just a thought or
we're exploring this option. This is not an option.
This is don't do that. Right, I get why everybody and I too want to do that. It just softens the blow. It seems to.
Well, you have other options. Like we could sell the company. Maybe we can still raise money.
Yeah.
Maybe we can, you know, actually have a strategic, you know, investment. Like there's all kinds of things people think in their head about.
But the problem is if you leave all these options open, although you don't believe in them anymore, or if you say maybe we're exploring to shut down to sell the business, but maybe we'll raise money and we'll continue. And maybe if you open up all these potential options that you don't believe in anymore, all it's going to do, it's going to make everybody individually, your team, your investors, pick the option they like, although it's not really an option anymore.
Correct.
And they're going to buy into that thing. They're going to commit to that thing. They're going to try to want that thing to happen. And now you have 20 different people wanting 20 different things, although you all along knew none of these things will happen. All you're going to do is you're going to create friction, problems, arguments, politics. Yeah. It's going to be a mess. Just tell people what's going on and tell them straight.
Yep. But first you have to decide yourself.
Yes.
That, you know, we're going to shut it down.
Yes.
So the decision is, you know, you might know you're going to shut it down and you don't have a timeline. Go get a timeline.
Timeline.
Otherwise, like, you're not shutting it down. Like I've had this conversation like, well, we're going to shut it down. I'm like, when? Well, we don't know. We're having these conversations, blah, blah, blah. And then there's rattling on about all the conversations, all this attention they're getting and all that. But wait, hold on. When are you shutting it down? Like you need to decide when to shut it down or you're not doing the right thing for anybody, especially if you're looking at exploring these other options. And in a way, it's counterintuitive. Well, if we're going to shut it down on that day, well, what are they going to say?
Mm.
Well, what do you mean? You're going to shut it down, right? So like a lot of times people get caught up in the, if I give them a date, then I'm done. And they don't want to actually admit that they're actually done, even though they know they need to shut it down. So this isn't about deciding. They've already decided, but they're not willing to admit it by sticking a date on.
Yeah.
Right. And this has like been a constant thing that any size company, funded, not funded, ends up struggling with.
Yeah. So I think that that's the most important thing. Like, you've decided already, but you're not following through on that decision. And this is the type of decision that needs like brutal follow through. Like, you just need to be ruthless and be like, this is the date, it's done.
Yeah.
Well, but what if we could know? Right? We have 6 weeks. Here's the three things we're going to try to accomplish in these 6 weeks, and then it's done. But what if, no what if? Like, it needs somebody to be like brutal and ruthless in the execution of it. And if you're wishy-washy and if you leave doors open, if you're like, well, I think in the next 6 weeks, but maybe all it's going to do is going to delay the thing. It's going to create a lot of false hopes and expectations. And you're going to be in a much worse place, you know, than you were before with everybody involved, right? You're like, well, I just try to be nice and still leave some doors open and options, and now people are really pissed. And that's the crazy thing. You try to avoid pissing off people by telling them something that wasn't as harsh, which then made it much worse and made everybody pissed, right? Yeah. So be honest. Set a deadline, set a date, and it's fixed. It can't be moved, right? And then communicate it with all the parties involved. And this, you know, the investors are one group, employees are another group.
And then customers.
Customers is another group, right? So, and that's scary too.
Let's talk about all three.
So investors we talked about already
a little bit. Just do the right thing. If you have money in the bank and you took investment, put the money, you know, make sure you're not burning it for no reason. That's why you set a date for that.
Yeah. So then you have the team, right? So, well, we said as soon as you know, you need to tell them.
Yeah.
You need to give a deadline and what needs to be accomplished
within that. Once you have a deadline, that's when you have the conversation with them. Yes. If you don't have a deadline, don't talk too much about it. Just talk to the people that are relevant in the company about it, whether it's your co-founder or some executive or whatever, right? Person whose opinion you want.
Right.
But don't talk to too many people about it without a date.
Yes.
Because then if you have a date, then there's less questions or less options.
Yes.
And so then they don't come up with the what ifs and all that stuff.
Yeah. The other thing is when you talk to the team, you